With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Lawmakers in Sacramento have put together a package to help Southern California recover from the wildfires.
The California State Legislature has approved a more than $2.5 billion package to help the Los Angeles area recover from its recent deadly wildfires. The funding will help with the state's emergency disaster response efforts, like evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing household hazardous waste. It'll also help local governments streamline approvals for rebuilding homes and assist school districts in rebuilding facilities. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom proposed the funding last week. The move expanded the focus of a special session he originally called in November to prepare for legal battles against Republican President Donald Trump. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump delivered a simple message to global leaders at an economic summit in Davos, Switzerland, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president made a blunt pitch for companies to bring manufacturing to the U.S.
Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes.
And he followed that up with this warning.
If you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply you will have to pay a tariff.
Speaking by video to the annual summit, the president also mentioned Saudi Arabia's willingness to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in the U.S. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Senate has advanced the nomination of Pete Hegseth as President Trump's defense secretary. Thursday's vote pushed Hegseth toward confirmation despite grave objections from Democrats about his past behaviors. Two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, voted against moving Hegseth's nomination forward. On Wall Street, the Dow by 408 points. This is SRN News. India has been creeping up the world watch list.
Every year, Open Doors U.S. puts out a ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian, and every year, India comes in higher and higher. In 2025, the giant nation just missed the top 10 worst, placing 11th on the list. This is significant because India is a key ally of the United States, which sees India as a critical counterbalance to China. But that makes it harder for Washington to take New Delhi to task for persecuting Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans in state houses across the country are mounting an effort to roll back the LGBT agenda, emboldened by the results of the election. Dozens of bills are pending in GOP-led legislatures aimed at transgender issues in particular. Some are designed to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms in schools and other public buildings. Other bills would ban males from competing against females in sports. This is SRN News. On Friday, Alaska will make a bid for the Golden Spike that marked the completion of the Alaska Railroad. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
A 14-carat solid gold spike that President Warren G. Harding drove into the ground on July 15, 1923, at a ceremony to mark the completion of the Alaska Railroad, is up for auction on Friday at Christie's Auction House in New York City. The spike has never been permanently in Alaska's possession, and now the Anchorage Museum, with financial backing from the Alaska Railroad, will bid on the spike and is valued at up to $50,000. It's always been in private hands, but Aaron Leggett, the museum's senior curator of Alaska history and indigenous cultures, says the history of Anchorage and all of Alaska begins with the Alaska Railroad. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.